Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. G7 countries discuss the power and ethics of AI. The G7, whose presidency is held by Italy, has kicked off in Puglia, in Borgo Egnazia, running from June 13 to 15, 2024. The G7 is an international forum that meets every year to coordinate global issues between nations as well as world economic policies. It is an informal grouping of leading democracies that has been assembling for the past 50 years. The seven countries represented are Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States. Italy's Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, welcomed the leaders and guests to the luxurious Apulian resort, where Pope Francis is expected to make an appearance at the event. The three-day agenda includes tourism, which just yesterday received its endorsement from the Italia head of state, Sergio Mattarella, as well as another crucial topic in travel in today's world, artificial intelligence, AI. AI technology. At the last G7 in Hiroshima, Japan, a code of ethics was launched, on a voluntary basis, for companies and public institutions that use AI. At the 2024 summit, this topic will continue to be explored in depth with a series of experts, including an exceptional guest, Pope Francis. The Pope has repeatedly called for the need to place ethical limits on a technology which, without control, risks fueling disinformation in an unprecedented way and poses unprecedented challenges on issues such as privacy and digital identity. Pre-summit. AI was also discussed in the pre-G7 period, in a conference organized in Manduria, an Apulian city, in the Tarantino area, by the Europa IA Institute, created to describe the risks and advantages of artificial intelligence in a transversal way, especially the generative one. For the president of Europa IA, Giovanni Baldassari, whose words were reported by Corriere della Sera, an error of perspective is often made, if on the one hand it is right that all the protagonists who deal with artificial intelligence know the applications that derive, at the same time it cannot be relegated only to this, avoiding reaching a technical awareness on the topic. Artificial intelligence is one of the important challenges of the third millennium, for which it is necessary to train a heterogeneous group, not only of philosophers and thinkers, but also of engineers and experts from Silicon Valley. Only in this way could we more easily convey the message that AI is for the good of humanity. Conference numbers. Meanwhile, in Barcelona, Spain, during the Focusrite Europe 2024 conference, it emerged that in Italy, travelers who already use generative AI to plan a trip are 9%, equal to approximately 1 in 10 travelers. In the United Kingdom, however, the percentage is even higher at 11%. In Germany, data shows 7%, with France at 9% using AI, while Spain tops the list at 12%. Italy is placed in the top 5. The new developments of AI date back to 2022 and the launch of ChatGPT in 2023, commented Alicia Schmid, Focusrite Director of Research, and there are already many consumers who use it. I believe that this year will serve to make further steps forward in travel planning. While some may question the relevance of G7 these days, it appears to be an important group that focuses on timely issues the world needs answered. It was just 3 years ago that G7 was purporting safe COVID vaccines over profits. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.